League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello everybody, it's me Roscoe and welcome to a KOA special, a new mini series we're going to bring you, taking a look at the Fantasy Premier League. Ipswich Town are of course back in the big time, and that's another new thing that Town fans can get involved in. We're going to get involved in. I'm joined by AJ, Alex Jones, the man who knows more about it than me, but I'm going to try my best. In recent years, I've set up a team, 2 weeks later, forgot about it, and then, don't really touch it. But this time around, I'm going to go for it because we have got our own league. I know a lot of you KOA listeners have joined so far, but let's bring in AJ. How are you, my friend? And I wasn't going to say it, but elephant in the room, if you're watching the video, there's an elephant next to me. My internet has been dreadful. So I've had to actually go to my mum's, which I am at my mum's right now. But we're finally here, AJ. We're doing this recording.
Yeah, this is our third time of doing this. We recorded the full 30 minutes yesterday, Thursday. We recorded and we tried to do it again this morning. Ross has been driven down the A14 and is now at his mum's house, which is very elephant themed by the looks of it. There's a few elephant pictures up behind. Yeah, there's a lot of them going. I like it. It's good. And there's a good elephant in the room joke you went with there. Fair enough. Looking forward to this. This has been one of those ones where I remember when we went to Coventry right at the end of last season. We were walking back after getting stuck in the stadium for about an hour. And I said to you, you know what's going to be really weird, kind of, because we knew at that point it was going to happen, them being in them getting their Fantasy Premier League prices. And Stu turned to me and he said, I didn't want to think about it, but in the build-up to this game, I've been thinking about it as well. So I don't think it's been in the back of my minds only. I think it's probably a few people have been thinking about this one. The day arrived, what was it? It was the day before yesterday, so it would have been Wednesday, I think. The launch, I can't remember when the prices came out. Yeah, Wednesday afternoon. That sounds about right in my head. So we're going to have a run through of the prices. We're going to discuss our teams, some fun team names, a few bits like that.
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to do. So let's jump right into it then. Ipswich Town from position by position. Obviously, new signing goalie, Ariadnet Muric. I'll improve on that going forward. But it's not bad. He hasn't got his prices yet, but obviously last year, AJ, he was in the game because he was at Burnley. What was it last year? And obviously, I'm sure his price would drop at some point.
Yeah, so he had 4.5 was his price. He actually got added in by accident for about 10 minutes in the game at about 4.3, I think it was, which I think was the price he ended last season with. They quickly took him off. I don't think he's back in the game yet. By the time this goes out, he might be, but almost certainly he'll be a 4.5 million goalkeeper, which will be the same price as Christian Walton. Seems a bit high for Walton, but when the game was launched, he was obviously the first choice goalkeeper. So you can understand why he was 4.5. And then Kieran Slicker in at 4, expected probably to head out on loan. So realistically, if you're going to go with the Town goalkeeper, it's going to be Muric. Likes the spectacular, doesn't he? And you do get some save points if they make plenty of saves. Might not get the clean sheets. Might get a few assists, who knows? He seems like that kind of goalkeeper. So it might be high risk, high reward.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see if any Town fans do pick, or any just Premier League fans out there, FPL fans out there, pick Ipswich Town goalkeeper. But yeah, clean sheets will be an interesting one. Obviously, last year we kept a good amount of clean sheets. But yeah, we shall see. Let's talk then defence. And we're going to go straight off the bat with the most expensive defender. And of course, it's going to be Leif Davis, who loads of assists last year. I'm sure he'll be picked by a lot of Town fans. He's in my team, spoiler alert, because you've got to have a Town player in your team. We're going to get onto that in a bit. But yeah, Leif Davis, 4.5. And then, run through the other defenders, my friend. And Leif Davis, is he going to be a pick for you?
Yeah, he is in my team. I'll give you that spoiler. He's been selected by 4.4% of FPL users so far. So he's definitely going to be in my team to start off with, even if he might be on the bench due to Town's fairly difficult start. And again, it's a bit of a risk versus reward thing. It depends how creative you think he's going to be in the Premier League. I mean, his assist record in the Championship was unbelievable. If he matches that, he'll be more than worth the 4.5 million, or even if he gets, I'd say, about half of that, it'd be worth the 4.5 million. But then you've got to factor in that Town probably are not going to keep anywhere near as many clean sheets in the Premier League next season. So is that going to be worth it at 4.5? There's a lot of good assets in this game at 4.5. The good thing is, to be fair, is that if you're not really feeling like he's the right man for you and there are better options at 4.5, the 4 million mark for Ipswich is really, really strong. It's essentially the rest of the defenders. So Elkin Baggett, Cameron Burgess, Harry Clark, George Edmondson, Jacob Greaves, Ben Johnson, Corey Ndaba, Axel Tuanzebe, Luke Wolfenden. So the two who stand out for me, Ben Johnson, if he's starting week in, week out at right back, I know that goals are not really his thing, to be perfectly honest. Still think that's there aren't going to be that many fullbacks who cost 4 million in this game. So I think that that's, especially upon the starting week in, week out. So I think he'd be an interesting one to keep an eye on. And Jacob Greaves, I mean, his attacking returns in the Championship last season were really, really strong. So again, if you're looking at someone who can keep the odd clean sheet here and there, it's probably going to be the first choice starter on the left side centre back role. Can then chip in with the odd goal here or there at the lowest price band on the game. I think that could be a good pickup.
Yeah, I think so too. Let's talk then about midfielders. Obviously got a few attackers in there because Connor Chaplin and Murray Hutchinson's part of that midfield choices as well. Obviously Connor Chaplin, loads of goals the last 2 years, and Murray Hutchinson goals and assists. They may be big, you know, pickers as well from just fans in general. And then, yeah, the rest of the other options, you know, Nathan Broadhead, 5 million, Wes Burns, 5 million. I'll let you go and talk about the rest, AJ. But yeah, Connor Chaplin and Murray Hutchinson could be big pickers as well.
Yeah, Chaplin's the interesting, wasn't it? Because he wasn't really playing towards the end of last season. It's about where he fits in, where Hutchinson fits in. I think we'll need to have a little look over the next few weeks to see. The one that you would say Hutchinson, as an £18 million signing, is going to start week in, week out. So he's kind of your nailed-on option. And at £5.5 million, again, he feels like a midfielder that's ready to step up to the Premier League. If you look at Town's whole squad, two standouts in terms of those that you know will be able to hack it in the top flight. And that's going to be Leif Davis and Amari Hutchinson. Let's be honest, there'll be more than that. But those are the two kind of nailed-on picks that you'd say. But then I like the idea of having someone like Nathan Broadhead, like Wes Burns, who I really think can also step up. Broadhead's been at this level before. He's worked at a top club in Everton. So I think that he could be one that just easily. And Wes Burns is such a unique player that I just think he's going to get those kind of minutes. So both of them at 5 million. The 5 mil mark's not wonderful in the game. So I really think they are standout options. I mean, he's not in my team anymore. It was the last time we recorded this. But Morgan Rogers, for example, is one who stands out at 5 million. Having looked through the rest of the team, there weren't too many others. And then from there, you're looking at Marcus Harness, 5 million. Is he going to start, really feature regularly? Probably say not. Sam Morsey and Jack Taylor, both at 5 million. Interesting picks, but I mean, Taylor, again, you're looking at his game time. Sam Morsey is a fantastic football player, but is not the kind of man you want on your FPL because he's going to pick up cards and he's not going to get goals or assists, really. Massimo Luongo, an interesting one at 4.5. Him and Cam Humphreys, I'd expect Humphreys to get on loan, but Luongo at 4.5 million, again, is the cheapest bracket for a midfielder. He has popped up with some big moments. He knows how to hit them, doesn't he? So Even if he can do that occasionally, that would be more than return what he's worth if you do go and pick him.
Yeah, Sam Morsey is one you'd pick because he's unbelievable as a player, but I know Stu pointed out in our chat sort of saying, Sam Morsey, my skipper, you get points for yellows, right? No, you get minus points, don't you? And obviously red card, you get more minus points. So sadly, I don't think Sam Morsey is going to get picked that often, but he's got a goal in him. But you just got to balance it out. Is that enough? You know, you are likely going to get yellow card, but we shall see. So that's midfielders. Now it's for the attackers, where you, most of the time, that's where you get your points, don't you, AJ? This is where, you know, you have to rely on these. This is where you potentially give them the captaincy or the vice captaincy, triple captain and all that. Obviously, new signing, Liam Delap is 5.5 million. George Hurst also 5.5 million. And then you've got the other strikers as well. But do you think they'll be picked a lot by Town fans?
I think there are going to be question marks over Delap for a couple of reasons. You've got to think about how much he's going to play, if he's going to be competing with George Hirst. Now, if they're both going to be strikers, there's probably question marks over both of them, because I hold them at a fairly similar level, I'd say. Then you're looking at Delap. Is he maybe going to get some minutes out on the wing? There are a few question marks there. And at 5.5, it's a good value if they're going to play regularly, especially for someone like George Hirst, who I really think can step up in the Premier League. But you probably would need to feel a little bit more confident that they are going to play week in, week out. So we need to wait and see. And as well, there are still going to be question marks over whether Town go and sign another striker. I know that they've already spent a lot of money. They've now got three in there in terms of Delap, Hirst, Alhamidi. You'd imagine that Freddy Ladapo is probably going to be moving on. He's priced at 4.5. Alhamidi at 5. Alhamidi could move out on loan. So you're probably going to be looking away from him and Ladapo going into next season in this game. But Delap and Hirst, it's all dependent on the minutes, really. If they're going to be playing regularly in the Premier League, both of them, or whoever it is who's going to be playing regularly, then 5.5 is really good value. And of the two, George Hirst would be one of those kind of dark horse picks. I think that he could really end up shining and picking up a surprising amount, just because it's not just goals that he offers, it's the assists as well. You get a lot of points for both, and there aren't too many strikers that can do that.
Yeah, and of course, the other two players, Ali Hamidi and Felipe Ladapo, one could go out on loan, the other could leave as well. So I don't think they'll get picked that often. And they're both, what their price is, 5 million for Ali Hamidi, which is actually steep for him. And then 4.5.
That was good pronunciation. Well done.
Yeah, that was good. Ali, I'm sorted now. I'm sorted with Ali. It's now with Janet Muric.
You got it pretty much there.
Yeah, got pretty much there. So that is the Ipswich Town prices. AJ, should we talk about some of the talk points of the other players that, you know, I'm sure there'd be a lot of favourites in terms of other Premier League, players. Shall we sort of talk about those? Haaland is the big one. Obviously, he's the one who will score you a lot of goals, but it'll cost you a fair bit. I think it's a record, isn't it? A record in terms of the price?
Yeah, I don't think anyone else has been priced 15 million in the history of the game. It's weirdly comes after a season where he dropped off, because he had that really, really impressive season when he first came in. He broke all the goal scoring records and was just this machine. And then last season, it didn't really work out for him. He's one of those players where you need to put it on a plate for him. If you do, he will score every single time. But Sissi didn't really do that. Obviously, I know they ended up winning the league. It was a little bit nervy towards the final day, let's say, where Arsenal almost pipped them to it. But yeah, I think that he's one where if they can do that and they're creating the chances for him, then it's worth it potentially. But what FPL have now done, what the game's now done, is that they've made it so you have a decision. It's not like you can just automatically pick him and then go through and just captain him every single week and everyone does it and he always gets the points. Now you've got a debate. If you're going to put Erling Haaland in your team, you've got to make other areas of your team weaker. So you're seeing more and more people who are going without him. Spoiler alert, I've gone without him, and I'm pretty sure you've gone without him as well.
Yeah, as well.
And then you're looking, I mean, it's just going to be, we can go over the premium prices while we have a look at our teams. There will be, there's fewer in the striker department now. That is one of the issues, is that you look at the big names, Watkins, Isak, Havertz, Darwin Nunez, Cody Gakpo. They're the ones who are priced between 9 and 7.5 million. There's no real kind of prolific goal scorers there. It's not like when we had Ronaldo fairly recently in the game, or I remember having Sergio Aguero and players like that. There aren't that many of them, or a Diego Costa. I'm sure there's others that I'm missing off. And what you're finding now is it's the midfield area where a lot of the value comes. That's where you're having Mo Salah at 12.5. He'll be a popular pick. Cole Palmer had a fantastic season. I think the biggest price rise in FPL history in terms of the actual rise he had. Saka at 10 million, Son at 10 million, De Bruyne at 9.5, Foden at 9.5, Bruno Fernandes and Martin Odegaard at 8.5. Those are kind of your elite pedigree, what are called premium players in the game. And then in defence, it's kind of the opposite again. It's more like the strikers again, where there aren't that many big premium names. You have Trent Alexander-Arnold at 7 and Ben White at 6.5. then you've got a few kind of premium names that you'll have in there you might be tempted to go for. Josko Gvardiol, Saliba, Andy Robertson, Kieran Trippier, Virgil van Dijk. But again, the value probably comes with those defenders who are playing regularly at clubs maybe a little bit lower down, can chip in with the odd goal and assist. They'll only set you back 4.5 million sometimes, maybe 5. That's where you can find a lot of the value.
Okay, then. Well, let's go for our teams. This is our first of many drafts, I'm sure. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now. They're currently in their 10th to 20th draft. I'm sure that'll be the same with us by, you know, when the first ball is kicked. The deadline, obviously, is... When's the deadline?
16th of August at 6:30.
So, yeah, we've got a lot of time to switch these teams around. AJ, shall we talk about... goalies first for both of us. I think last time we did this record, we sort of did your team in full, my team in full. Well, let's do who we pick goalies and let's see
Have we both gone 3-4-3?
3-4-3 is the formation.
So we can go area by area here because I was originally on a 4-3-3 when we recorded this the first time. And that's now changed. I am on the 3-4-3, so we can go position by position. So yeah, goalkeeper. Nice. Kick us off, Ross.
David Raya, I've gone for Arsenal goalkeeper, now permanently an Arsenal goalkeeper. Of course, he was on loan last year. Good goalie. And not a bad price. I know, although goalies aren't not that expensive, are they, really? But you always have to make sure, for me, you have to balance out, don't you, with the two goalies you have. Because obviously, you've got your main goalkeeper, and then you've got a backup. But how often are you going to use that backup? So you sort of want to... But I've gone for... who have I gone for? I've gone for Sanchez from Chelsea, who's not that... I think he's like a little bit lesser than Raya, but I can swap him out. Who's your two goalies?
Yeah, I've gone with a slightly different approach to this. I've gone with Flecken from Brentford. Now, the 4.5 million market is a little bit tricky because, like you, I've had a look at Chelsea's goalkeepers who I'd be tempted to go for, but I'm not sure who's going to start because they've got about 3 or 4 different options and there's other clubs in that bracket as well. Now, with the 4.5 goalkeepers... And the ones in that bracket, what you can do if you don't want to get a David Raya or an Ederson or an Alisson or something like that, you can go with 2 cheaper options and rotate them around depending on what the game is. So if you've got, I don't know, so my two are Flecken and Turner. So if Flecken is playing Man City while Turner is playing, say, Crystal Palace, then I might bring Turner in and then switch it around when the fixtures change again and one of them has a tougher game, the other one doesn't. So... I think there's good value there. It's a good way to keep your prices down because even if you're saving a million, I feel like that's a good way of going about it.
Yeah, definitely. Defenders then. Are we doing like right side of centre back?
No, just name the three.
Name the three. That'd be a bit too in depth. Yeah. I've gone for Saliba, which I think you've gone for as well.
I've also gone for Saliba, yes.
Yeah, he's just great, isn't he?
Yeah, scores goals, physical, fast, does everything you want. I think we did a bit where we discussed if Ipswich could sign any player, just anyone at all. I think Stu picked out Saliba, which was quite a nice one. So you can see why he's just so tall, so agile, brilliant defender, gets in the box for set pieces, will start week in, week out. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, he does cost a little bit of money. I think he's the most expensive defender on the list, I think, but he does score a few.
Trent Alexander-Arnold's the most expensive at 7, and then it's Ben White at 6.5. So not actually the most expensive Arsenal defender in the game. Ben White, 0.5 million more.
Oh, wow. Interesting indeed. Okay, then. I've done my research there, ladies and gentlemen. My bad. I'll make sure to do that going forward. But
I'm going to get him hooked, guys. He's going to be absolutely like... in on this.
We've got long journeys. We've got some long journeys ahead of us. So
instead of your quizzes in the car, we're going to be doing our FPL changes.
Yeah. But. Wait and see. Let's talk then about the other defenders. My next defender is Konza from Aston Villa, who I just like him as a player. Although I was just looking at his stats, he hasn't scored that many goals. But yeah, I think I need to look at maybe more fullbacks in this position.
He's a cheap way into an Aston Villa defence. And if you're backing Villa to be good next season, then he's a good way to get in there, I'd say.
Yeah, Champions League football. So not too bad. Who's your other centre half then?
My second centre half is Joachim Anderson at Crystal Palace. Palace were unbelievable at the end of last season. So you've got a fairly clear choice in the 4.5 mil mark between him and Mark Gahey, and Anderson gets more goals and gets the same number of clean sheet points. So Anderson is for me.
I like it. Leif Davis, I've picked him. AJ, I think you've done the same, but you're maybe not on your starting.
Have done the same, so he's on my bench. Might as well just go over all the defenders we've got in the team, because you'll have another one as well. So I have got Leif Davis in there. You know, you don't need to talk. We've already had a little chat about him. You know what? I'm going to finish mine off and then you can do the rest of your defenders. I've also gone with Guardiol at Manchester City, famously beaten to a header by George Hurst in last season's preseason game against RB Leipzig, but has been really, really good. And similar to Saliba, he likes getting the goals as well as also being a regular starter for City in an easy way to consistently get clean sheet points for them. And the last defender I've got in here is Van de Ven, Mickey Van de Ven at Tottenham, 4.5 million. Think he'll start. He's really, really fast. I've noticed he's so good at chasing back defenders, and he's Dutch, so he's tall. So gives you bonus there. Hopefully he can get in the goals. But again, similar to your Konsa pick, I think he's a cheap way to get into Spurs' team with this one.
Yeah, so this is my first draft, so I'm going to have a little look at actually stats, how many people have scored goals from set piece and stuff. What other points do you get for defenders then, AJ? Because you're going to have to teach me and teach some of the other listeners and viewers, I'm sure.
Defenders, you're only going to get points for clean sheets and assists and goals. That's the way about it. So you get quite a few points for clean sheets, more than your midfielders and your strikers. If you get a midfielder who keeps a clean sheet, you'll only get one extra point. Whereas if you're a defender, I think you might get something like 5 or 6. I can't remember off the top of my head.
I may have to, once again, as I said before, this is one of my first drafts, so I'll have to actually look at teams.
This is where you then you want players that can keep clean sheets and get assists, because if you have someone who gets an assist and keeps a clean sheet, you're looking at well into double digits. So that's the golden area.
Oh, I'm going to have to rethink this. My other defenders are Mark Gahey of Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace, are they 50-50 on clean sheets? They had a good end of last season, didn't they, with their new manager? And my other defender is West Ham's new defender, Max Kilman, who joined from Wolves. So West Ham, we don't know how they're going to be this year. They've now got a new manager. David Moyes, of course, left. So, I think my defence may change, ladies and gentlemen. We shall see. But Leif Davis is starting for me, because I think that we've made that rule, didn't we, AJ, that we've got to have at least one player in the town or in your team. That's the rule we're doing. It's up to you, whatever.
You can join in if you want. We can't enforce this, unfortunately. We could. We probably would, but we can't. So if you want to keep a town player in your squad somewhere, if it's on the bench, it's fine. We'll count that in the team, whatever you want to do. At least one. We think that's a nice touch just to celebrate Town being in FPL.
Yeah, because I think that's the only reason why I'm really getting invested in it this year, because I know Ipswich Town are in it and we could affect different things points-wise. So we shall see. Should we go midfield then, my friends? Yeah. And who are you going? You do all your four. Let me know.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the best way of doing it. So started off, changed this a few times. There's two that I have nailed on and two that I'm just a little bit unsure about. Nailed on ones, Mo Salah. At the moment, I have him captained, I can't lie, which makes me feel a little bit irky given his first game. And I'm probably going to get some abuse in the comments and stuff like that. But of all the players in my team, he's the highest priced. So that's kind of the thought process there. He's someone that I think will flourish under Arne Slot, having maybe been in and out of the team a bit in the last few weeks of Jurgen Klopp's reign. And I've gone with Cole Palmer as well. Premium one. He's getting goals, assists, penalties, all sorts. He's just on everything. So even though his price is quite expensive now, if I was looking between him and, for example, Bukayo Saka, I had in an earlier draft, Saka last season was so frustrating and Palmer was where my points were coming. So alongside him, I've gone with Jared Bowen. It was a bit of a rogue one. As you said, not too sure what West Ham are going to be. They're so hit and miss, but I obviously saw quite a lot of West Ham last season, thought they were pretty bad for most of it, to be perfectly honest. Yeah, Jared Bowen, I think, was the highest scoring Englishman who, you know, if you take penalties out of it. So really, really impressive return from him, only at 7.5 million. And then I've got Eze as well at the moment. And my question mark with Eze is going to be, what's going to happen with his immediate future? Is he going to be sticking at Crystal Palace? How would he fare without Elise? Could Arsenal come in for him? Could Spurs come in for him? Is he going to be a Palace player come their opening day away at Brentford? Not too sure. So we'll have to wait and see whether I keep him in.
Okay. I'm snapping, I think, on two players there. Gone for Palmer because, yeah, he's just been unbelievable, hasn't he, for Chelsea? And obviously was, you know, did well for England as well when he did get an opportunity to play. So, yeah, he's going to score goals. He's probably going to get a few assists as well. And I think he does score penalties as well when he's allowed to. Remember that Chelsea incident?
That was weird, that. Yeah, that was mental.
Yeah, that's weird. So, yeah, Cole Palmer's just struggling. I know he costs a bit of money, but it's worth it. I've also gone for Saka. Did you go for Saka as well?
No, I took him out.
No, you didn't. No. Okay, I've gone for Saka because, once again, penalties, and he does score a lot of goals. I know last year his form was up and down, but I think he'll still be a good pick. I've also gone, this is a rogue choice, I've also gone for Bowen because I think he's going to score goals and, you know, get assists and stuff. I've gone for Bruno Fernandes.
I like it. I like it.
Penalties.
I like that a lot.
Free kicks sometimes as well. And he does score a good amount of goals and he does get a few assists. And I think Man United, they could be different this year. Obviously, they've got, you know, the Kepa Tanhar.
We say that every year.
Yeah, we do. But I think, once again, people are going to get annoyed now. I'm repeating myself, but this is the first draft. But I was looking at different options. I was like, you know, Bruno Fernandes. I think he's...
Yeah, I like that.
Potentially,
and he's gone down to a couple mil cheaper, isn't he? I think he's 8.5 on the game. So, you know what? It's not cheap, but for the player of his pedigree and his returns, it's not bad.
I like that, yeah. And then the other midfielder I've gone is Pascal Gross from Brighton. Is that right? Have I said that right?
Yeah, you've done it right. The one thing I would say, but we should have mentioned this before, it looks like he's going to be off to Borussia Dortmund this summer.
Oh.
So, I'm not sure whether that's still happening. That was the last thing I heard about that deal. So you might want to just have a little look at that, because the last thing I heard was that he might be off to the Bundesliga.
He's on my bench, so that's fine. But I will definitely remove him.
This is why these are early drafts, everyone.
Early drafts, but yeah. So ignore that. He will definitely be out of my team. But I think he's always, every time I put on Match of the Day or something and watch Brighton, he's always scoring a goal or something. So that is my thinking behind that before knowing he's potentially leaving Brighton. So, although I think Brighton, you need to pick Brighton a bit more. Although I think we've both got the same player in our attack. So at least there's one Brighton player there. Should we talk about attackers then, my friend?
Well, this is going to be interesting because I don't just think, by the sounds of it from our discussions, we've got the same player in our attack. I think we have the exact same front three, by the sounds of it. And it's an interesting one trying to find players that are not Erling Haaland but will score lots of goals. And I think we've both landed on, and a lot of other people have landed on, João Pedro at Brighton, Alexander Isak at Newcastle, and Ollie Watkins at Aston Villa. And I can see Ross nodding along. He's had all of those. I'll go right to left on mine. João Pedro, cheap, 5.5 million, going to be getting starts, can start up front, can start on the left. If he's playing in an attack-minded team, they've got a new manager, Brighton, 31-year-old Fabian Hützler, something along those lines. He's very attack-minded, I think, and took St. Pauli from the second tier up to the Bundesliga last season. Alexander Isak was... You know what? I watched lots of games from Newcastle last season. I was thinking, I don't really see him scoring that many, Alexander Isak. And then you check the charts, and he's right up there. So I'm obviously watching the wrong games. And then Ollie Watkins, Dortmund... Anyone? The Dortmund goal against the Netherlands? Wow. Yeah, his returns last season, again, were fantastic. He gets the assists as well. My question is going to be, how is he going to handle playing next season when he's going to be in the Champions League as well? Is he going to be a bit puffed out, a bit knackered? We'll have to wait and see. But he is my last attacker in that one.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the prices here. Yeah, of course, Watkins is 9 million. Isak's 8.5, and then Pedro is that nice cheap striker that you can hopefully count on those goals, because he has scored, you know, a decent amount of goals for Brighton last year. But yeah, I've gone for that same because I like Isak as a player, and you know, Watkins, yeah, as you said, that's a good point. You know, Aston Villa in the Champions League, it'll be interesting to see how they get on in league form, because sometimes when a team are in the Champions League for the first time in a long time, they sometimes struggle, don't they? So it'll be interesting. So like Newcastle a little bit, but they're my choices. I don't think I'm going to change my strikers, though, AJ. I think that is actually set in stone, I think, for me. Is that for you, do you reckon?
At the moment, yeah, sure. But the issue being that teams can come in, sign players, all these different bits. Yeah, who knows? There'll be a Premier League striker come August. You know, it could be signing big names from abroad. Who knows? There's so many different things. Have we gone through both of our benches? There's one player I know I haven't mentioned, so I'll do my Ben. You can do yours. I've got Turner as my backup goalkeeper at Nottingham Forest. He's going to be one of my rotation options. He's only 4 million, but I think he is going to start for them. Van der Ven, as mentioned. Davis, as mentioned. I originally had Wes Burns in my draft while I was trying to find the extra 0.5 million. I've jigged it about to get said extra 0.5 million. Welcome to the bench, at least for the time being, maybe in the starting lineup soon enough, Amari Hutchinson, because I just think that he's going to be able to get the odd goal and assist. I think it's said he's going to be so keen to make the step up, and I'm really confident he can do it.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've named pretty much all my team. Yeah, I've got Sanchez, goalie, backup goalie, Konza, Gross, who I will be getting rid of because of what AJ mentioned a minute ago, and Max Kilman as well.
So, he might not go. Yeah, who knows? The last thing I saw when I Googled it just now is that I think Brighton have rejected the bid, but it's one to keep an eye on.
He'll be unhappy now. He'll be unhappy. He won't want to bloody, you know, play. So,
yeah.
But yeah, we shall see. So there are our teams. First of many drafts, I'm sure. AJ, any other business? As we said, we've already seen, I think, nearly 400 people join our league already. Let people know how you can join and all that jazz.
410 was my last count this morning. I put up the link on my Twitter. If you can't find that, the code to sign up, if you go through and you sign up on Fantasy Premier League and you can then enter the code to join the league, is O5757GK, as in goalkeeper, and then the number 9. So that's O57GK9. We've had some great additions already. Ross asked me to go through and pick some names that I liked. One of them I won't be saying loud on the pod and has now flooded the league. You'll see there's so many of them in there. It's a disaster. Some favourite ones I've got: Will Trott's Galtracticos, Brett Norman's Ask Greaves. We have Andy Grimes, who's gone for Holmes under Alhamady, like that. Ryan Pack, who's gone Sunshine on Leaf, as in the song by the Proclaimers. Paul Stewart, this is my favourite one, Beavis and Broadhead, love it, brilliant show as well. Greg Buckles, Wolf of Wall Street, Wolf with two O's. Chris Bird, who's managed to somehow fit in, Wake Me Up Before Luongo, brilliant, love it. And a non-Ipswich one to finish, Daniel Griffiths, Fiorentina Turner, clever, like it. So that's it from me. The code's there. You can go onto my Twitter and find it. We'll be sharing it a lot more in the coming weeks and months, but more than 400 of you absolute lunatics have signed up for this. I love it. Keep coming in. Hopefully we'll have potentially a prize to come with it. We'll have to wait and see. That's TBD, but I'm fingers crossed we'll be able to organise something for you, but it looks like it's going to be a really competitive league.
And someone's phone's gone off. I think my mum's phone. Actually, your phone, mum. But yeah, also in the description below, there will be the link to automatic login to join our league, which is great. There's a lot of Leafs nicknames in the teams as well, but that's fine. It's fine. You're allowed to do that. I want to give a shout out to Liam from Crewe. His name is Thomas the Frank Engine. So not too bad. Not a bad effort. But no, get involved. AJ, it's been a pleasure. This mini pod number one. We're going to hopefully bring you these a weekly edition when the season starts to give you sort of updates on how we're doing our team wise. That maybe look at the league table, see how Ethan and Stu are doing, and then just any other bits and bobs that will come up, I'm sure. AJ, any other business?
No other business. Looking forward to hopefully doing this throughout the next many, 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 many months.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully, it's your town do okay. Well, hope you've enjoyed. We'll be back next time for a flagship show, of course. Obviously, shout out to our sponsors, Manscaped. Use the code KOA to get 20% off and free delivery. And as always, follow us on all our social medias on Kings of Anglia on Twitter, the YouTubes, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, the TikToks and all that. And we'll be back next time to bring you more Potty Pods. Bye-bye for now.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.